The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys. Yeah, so I don't know if you heard with the enthusiasm in our voices. We are so distracted today by everything that life is throwing at us. We're both mid-packing, and mommy's ever worse than when she's packing for a trip. We're leaving tomorrow on a big trip. Nothing really that eventful happened last week, and we can't really talk about the things that were eventful.
Let's just talk about Johnny and his packing process.
I've had crusty stuff in the corners of my mouth for like 2 days now just from the stress of packing.
But the thing is like we're pretty much the same person. We grew up the same way. We've been traveling all over the world, skating.
We won the Olympics at 15.
Right. We travel so much. You would think packing or going to the airport wouldn't be that stressful. But
we should tell you about the game. So looking ahead to the national championships, Tara and I are obviously experts and expert witnesses to the art and sport of figure skating. And we're going to make our picks, like who we think is going to be the top three in the men and ladies based on what we've already seen this year. But we want to hear from you guys on our social media, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny.
The point is we want you guys to watch, and you may not want to watch figure skating, and that's fine. Okay. And I'll give you some reasons why maybe you will like to watch. Okay. If you're a guy, there are going to be a lot of attractive girls wearing barely nothing, very skimpy outfits, costumes with a few sparkles,
band-aids, and a couple of corks.
And then on top of that, you're going to have a lot of drama, especially in the dance event. You're going to see a lot of expressions, like over-the-top expressions. You're going to see tons of eyelashes, eyelashes on eyelashes on eyelashes. And then the best part is you get us, Tara and Johnny, on camera. Johnny is going to bring it with an outfit. And
as will do. Just wait. There's going to be one Where's Waldo outfit. I mean, I'm going, you know, I'm very film noir for this Nationals. But there is one outfit that is basically a giant black Big Bird. And I'm going to pull it out when you least expect it. And, you know, my whole goal in packing was just to, like, fit in with you and Terry, because you're so slim. Terry's always so slim, and I always just look like the Hamburglar sitting down at the end.
but Terry sits so far away. That's because we sit on each other's laps. So
yeah, we're procreating while we're on television.
Than he actually is. He's a big, burly basketball player.
Swish.
Terry, if you're listening, you better bring the ties we bought you.
Yeah. I mean, we're most excited about that. Hey, Merry Christmas. But, the game. Treat everything as a drinking game. I think you'll like it more if you aren't a figure skating listener.
That's how we like it.
Yeah. I mean, some of our skating fans that also listen to the podcast, and they've often voiced concern that we don't talk about skating enough on our podcast, and have asked us, like, oh, talk about this specific instance with this specific skater, a specific event.
Johnny, we all know 99% of these listeners are not
skating fans.
Right.
Well, that's what we know. But a lot of the skating fans that listen think that it's all skating fans. But, you know, we're very diverse. We have a huge reach. I mean, we are just so great at this podcast that we hit everyone. Konnichiwa to our fans in Japan, and Guten Tag to those in the German-speaking lands of the world. Anyway, the game.
Okay, so predictions. We need you to sort of tell us who you think is going to come in first, second, and third in the ladies and men's event. Now,
or who you thought should have been first, second, and third after you watch our coverage on NBC.
Right, and I'd like a funny comment to go along with it. That's really, so the prize is, nothing other than we're going to talk about you on our next podcast after Nationals. So just bring the funny comments and bring the predictions. And I'll go first. Ladies.
Well, hold on. I want to add to the prize, since this is kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants prize giving.
Yeah, there's really no prize.
You know, there's no prize, but if we really like your comment, it could end up in Fan Corner, which we do now in every podcast.
Fan Corner. this has seemed to just, it's become a thing, and what's
well,
so
now
sad
people address
is
it as Fan Corner.
On my paper here, what's so sad is I wrote Fan Corner with a K. Like
that's what it's supposed to be. Like, it's Fan Corner with a K. Yeah.
I don't know where I'm losing my mind. Okay, we're fixing.
You're a smart woman. It's all about marketing.
No, Fan Corner.
The Kardashians have made everything about a K.
We are going to fix Fan Corner. Hey, guys, listening out there, give us some new suggestions because I feel like I'm in fourth grade.
Don't you, any of you, dare. Mommy will get the switch and Mommy will drop the mic and quit doing the podcast. If you suggest even one name that is different than Fan Corner, Mommy shall rise up. Mommy shall overcome. Mommy shall succeed and Mommy likes her Fan Corner.
Guys, you know that we switch a lot, but I have to read a text that Johnny and I had yesterday that was very funny. Okay, so first off, he sends me a picture of me looking when we did the Rio
Carnival,
and I'm in this terrible outfit. We should probably use this as the promo for the week, and I'm in my white hooker heels because I needed to be really, really tall, even though we were on this, like,
we didn't realize we'd be on a float dancing for 45 minutes,
right.
And she wore these hooker sort of...
Sucking in.
Tom Ford? No, they're Saint Laurent.
Yeah, sucking in, like, gases from all those terrible fumes. And they wanted me in nurse shoes, and that just wasn't going to happen. I remember that day when the woman came in, and obviously they didn't speak English, and they, like, laid down the nurse shoes, and you just started laughing hysterically and handed them back to the person because you knew I was never going to wear them. But anyway... But anyway, the best part is you wrote to me yesterday. There's apparently a Legoland Adventure Center in Kansas City. This is definitely potential for a mommy video. I wrote back, mommy hates it when you climb high to break your landing leg that I gave up my happiness for. And then you wrote back, this one, I couldn't stop laughing. Oh, you want to skip spin practice to go to Legoland Adventure? You know what would be an adventure? You could pack your own cooler. Do you think mommy has the extra $18.50 just laying around so you can go climb a Lego Godzilla? Mommy always knew you were an idiot. I couldn't get past that one. It was too good.
I had forgotten that I was so funny. Wow. But you know what? I love it when our fans join us in Fan Corner. And they write their own mommy quotes. It really, you know, warms the cockles of my heart.
Okay,
anyway, back to our
game.
Prediction game. We digress.
Always.
So are you going to tell him about it or are you just going to sit there?
I thought you were going to say something.
No, Legoland, give it to him.
Okay.
Tell him what we're doing.
Okay, so I just did the prediction. So I'm going to go with who I...
God, we're fucked this week.
So this is why we don't talk about sports. So the thing is...
or do contests.
We tried it out. We now know it's not going to work.
You too could have the opportunity to win a shiny box of nothing. Tara, tell them how.
Okay, so the ladies' event, my predictions. Number one, Ashley Wagner. Number two, Mariah Bell. And number three, Gracie Gold.
That honestly is exactly the same way that I would have had my predictions.
I
think you've been looking at my notebook when I'm not looking at it.
Nope.
So let's tell them why, though. So just little, like, bullet points because they don't know who these people are. So Ashley Wagner is the most consistent top American lady at the moment. She was the world silver medalist last year. She's got a great shot at winning because her main rival, Gracie Gold, who we both think will be third, has had a really inconsistent and rough sort of growing pains season. But she has the talent that she could win if she actually shows up and does well.
Right. And you never know. Nationals is one of those events that people just either come and they're disasters or they come out of nowhere and skate the program of their lives.
And so, upset the apple cart,
right.
As Tara Lipinski likes to say.
Right.
She likes to throw that in there. Like she's old school. Mommy knows best.
Mariah Bell
is like a shiny new thing, and we love her, and she's very chic with her outfits, and she skates really nice. And, you know,
like
we think she'll get second.
Yeah.
She's fresh face, despite being in her 20s. And
in figure skating.
And figure skating, like the top Russians right now, who are pretty much the best in the world, are 16, 17, 18, right in that little age range. So all our girls are in their 20s. Actually, let me take that back. All the American girls are in their 20s. The top right. American girls are in their 20s. So
okay.
a little different. Men. So since these are my dudes, I want to throw out my predictions first.
Yep.
So I say the gold is going to go to Nathan Chen and all of his quads. He's like the best jumper in the United States. He's got a little room to grow artistically, but definitely has a major edge after a really strong season so far. Second is Jason Brown. You all may remember him as the Riverdance viral phenom from before the Sochi Olympics a few years ago. Very artistic, but struggles with the jumps. And then third, I'd say, is one of my favorite skaters, Max Aaron. He's a former national champion. He knows what it takes. He's jumps really well, artistically not as strong, but he has the experience. And my favorite thing to look for with Max Aaron is actually before the performances start, he adjusts kind of everything. And I think those of you who watch skating know what I'm talking about. For you that don't watch skating, you can imagine he adjusts everything before he skates. Let's just say it's his costume. But anyway, it's very exciting to me. And that's my top three.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is why we're always on the same page. I would go with the same predictions. Nathan Chen better pull out those quads. Because even skating fans, non-skating fans, everyone loves an Olympic Games. And I think Nathan Chen could be on the podium at the next Olympics. So this is going to be a big moment for him. And he can't really mess it up because he doesn't have a lot of time before the Olympics, since that is next year. So I'm hoping he really skates a program of his life and wins it all. Because I think he has the most potential. I think Jason Brown in second. And third, I'm kind of up in the air because Max is so touch and go when it comes to those quads. But I'm going to go with Max.
Good, because he fixes his costume before he skates. Now, again, you guys can watch with us all weekend, essentially. But the main live programming is on NBC Saturday the 21st at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. and Sunday the 22nd at 4 p.m. Eastern. Those are live on NBC in addition to other events, but you have to check our social media to find out when those are.
Point being, I would like you to be drinking during all these events.
Tweeting and Instagramming at us.
Tweeting at us, funny comments, your predictions.
We want to know even if you like the girl that got 12th with the wedgie. Like,
yeah.
That'll really cheer us up.
I mean, we should have a name for this. I mean, like how you have the terrible fan corner.
This is the special presentation by Fan Corner.
No.
Let's call this one the Toy Box.
The National's Toy Box.
The National's Toy Box. Grand prize is nothing.
Box of fun.
Let's call this National's Box of Fun Drinking Contest.
Yes.
By at Tara and Johnny.
Yep.
That's it.
It's a long hashtag.
It's a long hashtag,
but
you guys could. You guys could end up in Fan Corner if you give us a good enough comment. But I will say that you probably won't.
Should we go to Fan Corner right away?
Let's go straight to Fan Corner. So it was a fun weekend.
Name.
But you love it. Everyone loves it. And you spell corner with a K. Guys, Fan Corner was really not vibrant this week. It was really hard to scour the billions of submissions that we get every week from you guys on our social media to choose our favorites that even are worth mentioning. There was just no eccentric posts.
I mean, it was just lacking creativity.
There were even very few like mommy quotes.
Oh, and we just bring it, guys. We need more in the fans.
But
stupid
in any
fan
event,
corner.
Love Fan Corner. We love it when you guys join us in Fan Corner, and you're not allowed to come in unless you're witty about it.
Okay.
But we've chosen our favorite three from
one.
The billions.
Yeah. So at Cricket, and he had a little soccer ball emoji.
He or she.
Right.
Cricket doesn't really have a sex, I suppose. It's not like. Well, it's kind of like the name Pat. It could be either or.
Right. Like our mothers.
Yep.
Okay. How funny is it? Did we ever tell them that our parents' names are the same?
Yep. Oh. It's Patty and John, Pat and John,
yep.
Jack, you know.
Jack's the nickname, but John is his real name.
Yeah.
Okay. Meant to be. So. So anyway, Cricket.
Bring him back to Fan Corner. Cricket.
Okay.
Hey, yo, Cricket. Yo, bruh. Or sis, little sis. Hey.
Okay. So he takes, or she takes, the long way to work.
They take, gender neutral, they take.
They take the long way to work on Thursday to listen to our podcast. That's really sweet. I mean, who's going to spend the extra gas and get to work late or wake up early to listen to our podcast? So, hey, Cricket, that was awesome. Thanks.
Yo, Cricket, we love you. Thank you. And then I've got a special submission from someone called Milan, which I'd assume it's a woman because I think there was a woman picture, but you never can tell on the internet, avatars and things. But Milan submitted to us on Twitter and a question, in fact. She wanted to know if we have seen the insurance company commercial with a sumo wrestler that is ice skating.
Actually, I have seen it.
I think that may be a blatant lie, but tell us what you think about it.
Well, I have seen it because Jason, our producer, just showed it to me.
Guys, we do discuss Fan Corner. It was the only thing that we do discuss before we come on to do our podcast. Everything else is just freeballing, but we do discuss Fan Corner so that we know what we're talking
right.
about.
Anyway, I saw that, but go on. All I kept thinking is, why aren't we commentating this?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a sumo wrestler on ice, we should be commentating it. I have a special feeling about this because my dad will call me every time he sees it and says, hey, I saw your twin on TV. Yeah. Oh.
That is so not true, guys.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
my dad's trying to inspire me to stick to my diet.
200 pounds heavier than the last time I saw you, but
I don't think I am. I mean, you've seen my Instagrams
yeah,
and things.
Yeah,
but
you look very black swan.
Yes. Speaking of Black Swan, it was a really swanly week. I have one more Fan Corner thing to mention, but Tara sent me what I would call a Snapchat version of herself, covered in
the
Black Swan
yeah.
makeup. It was a filter.
Yeah, so it was Snapchat where they did the White Swan, Black Swan, and obviously Johnny and I. But if you've seen the movie Black Swan, it's amazing. If you haven't, you need to see it. And it pretty much
it's our lives.
It's our lives. The cake.
Sorry, not sorry. I love pulling my own nails out.
The cake scene. And the pulling the nails out. There's just so much that.
The cake scene. Oh my God.
There's really just so much that reminds us of our sport.
You cracked your ankle? Let's keep spinning.
Keep spinning. Mommy says, keep spinning on that torn Achilles. I'll tape it for you if I have to.
Mommy's a scary mommy. That's yeah. a scary mommy in that movie. But I love that movie. And Swan Lake is probably my favorite music, especially the Sen finale, is probably my favorite music in the whole world.
Right.
Like,
it's
I love some Adele. But,
right. But in skating, everyone skates to the same music, Phantom of the Opera, blah, blah, blah. Swan Lake, it's one of those pieces that I never get tired of.
It always works.
Okay. So anyway, I sent you that, and then you posted an Instagram photo of you at University of Delaware in this black outfit, and you looked very black swan because you had no waist.
No waist. It was just skirt, waistband, and my bony
hips.
Oh,
then do we want to talk about the other picture you posted of two swans?
Yeah, so I posted a vibes picture, and I love doing these vibes pictures because no one really gets them except me.
And
everyone can have their own sort of reaction to it, whether it's a cartoon, whether it's a hot dude, or two swans. And usually when there's a large animal and a small baby animal, that signifies Tara and I.
Right.
And I posted, and I accidentally tagged Jackie. Because I was talking to Jackie as I was posting it. Also, I'd taken my Ambien. And I accidentally wrote in as the tag, Jackie. And I get an angry, well, I read it as angry message from Lipinski in the morning. It just said, that's why it should be me. And it was supposed to be, and I know she knew that it was supposed to be her.
You fixed it. I woke up to seeing, like, the change. Like, oh, you were tagged in a photo. I'm like, I know which one. The baby swan.
The baby swan.
It was Black Swan Week. Okay.
Yeah, but then I felt guilty, so I posted two more videos on Instagram of Swan Lake, both inspired by Tara Lipinski. But speaking about postings, we have to get back to our last Fan Corner moment.
We really are digressing in every moment, every
Guys,
corner of this podcast.
Let's just remind you all, we film this, we record this on Mondays, and we're both flying tomorrow, and I revert back to, just imagine, like, the layer of crusty goodness in the corners of my mouth just from the stress of forgetting one glove or which sock goes with each shoe. It's a full-time commitment. Like, I need to start hiring people to help me pack because the stress, the older I get, it's just all going to come to a head, and all of a sudden, there will be no more mommy. Like, she's just going to spontaneously
meltdown.
Meltdown. Oh, she's resting at a spa in Arizona. mommy's going to die. So,
okay. Last fan corner.
Last fan corner moment, and then we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do the entire second half of the show in British accents. so that's been my goal all day. So there's a young junior man skater that will be competing at the national championships named TJ Nyman. And he trains with a large group of skaters out there in Colorado Springs, Colorado. They all train under the same coach. And he posted a picture on Instagram with his friends, Camden Pulkkinen, Vincent Zhu, and Mariah Nagasu, who, a couple of those will be commentating this weekend. But
Mariah also posted that photo as well. We should post it on our Tara and Johnny.
No, because I don't like stealing from other people unless
it
it's off
cute.
Google. It was really cute, but tell them what they did.
Okay, so they put up these pictures. There was one picture of Terry and one picture of me and Johnny in our headsets. And then there was a sign over her head that said the NBC booth. And so they were trying to prepare, you know, before you leave for events, sometimes you try to pretend like it's
a competition week.
A competition week and what it's going to feel like and, you know, just sort of imagining and envisioning all of that stuff. So I guess Tom, their coach, was trying to really get them into that mood. So they had that on the sidelines, which I thought was quite cute.
It was really cute, and we were excited to be a part of the final week leading up to the Nationals for Team Tom Zakrajsek. And we were really, I think, very shocked, humbled, and excited that there were no dart marks in our faces.
Yeah.
I think that was the most exciting part to me. So thank you, guys. And, you know, this ends another edition of Fan Corner, so we can't wait to talk to you next week from Fan Corner. But anyway...
Stop saying Fan Corner!
So anyway... If you do well enough on social media this week, you could end up in our Fan Corner Recap Fan Corner show next week after the Fan Corner Nationals when you may or may not be in Fan Corner. We'll be right back.
The Patriots take on the Raiders in exciting AFC playoff action Saturday afternoon on NBC.
Hello, everybody! This is Johnny Weir reporting back on the second half of our podcast with Tara.
Oh my
Kinski.
God, I was not expecting this.
The
you
woman,
sound like Mary
the myth,
Poppins.
And the legend. Well, what else would I sound like? I am Mary Poppins. Hello, mommy. So I've got a really fantastic news story to talk about. Tara, please stay with me.
All right.
So, first things first. I'm a big fan of the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, and I always watch them on Twitter. I listen to them on radio and online. And one of the most interesting stories that I've seen in quite some time is a woman from the American state of Minnesota, where she has contracted the syndrome, and Tara and I are very into syndromes lately. This woman has the mast cell activation syndrome, which essentially makes her allergic to everything, including, but not limited to, the scent of her husband. Tara, go.
Oh my God, the scent of her husband. What do they do?
I don't know. I mean, apparently she sleeps in an enclosed attic in their home. And he lives on the bottom floors of the house. But she can't be within facial distance of him because she starts coughing. And then she becomes violently ill.
Sounds now, like what most people would say marriage is like after 20 years.
That's the thing. That's why I want to talk about it. It's tragic. And it made me really sad that they can't really share a physical relationship. But, you know, oftentimes, as I've heard, the thrill is gone. I mean, I was like a bunny my whole time I was married. But, the thrill eventually can go.
I'm about to get married. Let's not talk about this for at least another 20 years.
Fine. But anyway, I thought the story was really interesting because I felt terrible. But then I started to think, like, maybe... That's good.
Maybe like, the space is great. And when they get on the phone and chat, they're having a wonderful, beautiful connection.
Like they will sit and watch the same show at the same time, but they have to text about it because she can't actually be close to him.
This is terrible. This is not funny. This is this is they have to fix her immediately.
I think
How
they should fix her
this
immediately.
Syndrome?
Well, again, it's
now
called the
be,
mast cell activation syndrome.
So interested in this.
You're going to be. Okay,
I'm going to be calling doctors for her.
I mean, I thought it was super interesting, this situation, because I'd never in my life heard about being allergic to another human. Like, maybe a duvet cover, maybe, like, cats, but never, like, a person. Like, literally, it said in the article, which was, again, on the BBC, that the scent of her husband would set her into coughing fits. And I was like, well, maybe it's just, you know, not the right fit. But then it went on to say that, like, she's just allergic to humans, and it seemed really strange, and it just got me thinking that we should talk about it so more people hear about mast cell activation syndrome. It's MAST, not mass like mass. But I'm sure you can Google it and donate to a charity or something. But it just seemed really interesting.
So speaking of syndromes, Dublin had surgery.
Oh, no. What happened?
I know. So he went in with this growth on the side of his neck, but sometimes he gets these skin irritations, and I just think, oh, they scrape him off and they give him meds. No, he uncovered a, like, tumor-like thing, which freaked me out.
Yeah.
And so he had to go get surgery, and it's being biopsied, but the doctor thinks that from the look of it, it's fine. But still, I was a mess
a
of
wreck.
A mommy. When I came in, I was already crying. She's like, oh, okay, sweetie. Like, we'll call you right away. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
And Dubby put on the brakes because he hates the vet. So if you've seen a picture of my dog, he's all legs. So it's just Bambi. So what he does is when he starts to slide out, I always am so afraid. I'm like, Dubby, stop, because I'm afraid he's going to, like,
pop
out a hip because his brakes go so far to the side.
Yeah.
And it literally looks like Bambi on ice. But So anyway, but he is recovering well.
Good.
Todd and I really enjoyed the first day, and I know that sounds mean, but he was very tired. He was on meds, and he slept till 12 noon, and we didn't get out of bed because we were just so astonished, and we were just like, wow, 12 noon. Like, he's up at 7. If you notice, when I come to Kansas City, I'm going to have two scratches on my face. They are not from Todd. They are from Dublin. He swats us in the morning around 7 a.m. to get up and starts moaning. So it was very pleasant to have him sleep in.
Well, you know what? Dubby is a fantastic dog. And us as mothers, we always think, like, oh, there's something terribly wrong with my kid.
Right.
Toma, he has terrible...
Just like I think about my own health.
Yes. But, I mean, we always think the worst. And I think you and I are both... kind of similar in that way. Like, when there's something happening to someone we love, or our puppies, or even us, we think it's the worst. So I love when Toma comes back from the vet as well. He actually just had a biopsy for a little skin thing he had on his ear.
God, we do everything together.
Yes, we... I can't wait until we're pregnant. I just have to get someone to touch me. I told my friends this weekend, I was in New York actually, that if, you know... Here's the thing. I'm going to really level with everyone. In May, it'll be a solid 3 years since anyone has touched this. So I may just revert to women. I may just, like, become... I may
no,
just become
won't.
Straight. Yep. I will, you know, find whatever mechanical, medical things that can help me to rise to the occasion for women. But if it gets to 3 years, I am ashamed, and I am... you know, one of those old horses that should get taken out back and shot from the gay world. And I'll just switch back, and I'll find a wife, and
no,
I'll settle down, and I'll have a white picket
fence.
No, we
should just figure out how to be pregnant at the same time.
So you just want me to hire someone? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Like, just okay. So we'll talk about that off air. But anyway,
okay.
With that said, back to my beautiful puppy. He celebrated his 5th birthday on Saturday, and it was just like, I don't know where the time has gone. I love him harder every single day that I spend with him.
I know. It's crazy. Dubby's going to be 6 in May, and I'm just like, what? I still think he's like 9 months old.
Yeah. Dubby, get in your crate.
Were you watching football this weekend?
I watched a lot of football this weekend because, you know, I'm a fan. And, oh, wow, this is two different sports in the same podcast.
Whoa.
Whoa. So, yeah, I am a hardcore Patriots fan for, you know, the last few years since Tara and I worked their Super Bowl victory. I think we were instrumental in their success there.
Obviously.
Yep. And you know, we hugged a lot of them. We talked to them about their beard regimens and how they oil them up and everything. So I'm a big Patriots fan, and I love when Tuomi goes out there and throws the ball. And I just am really fascinated with football, and I don't know why. It's just come upon me this year. And it has nothing to do with the men or the spandex or anything. I just really am starting to enjoy watching it sometimes. But
I'm not.
Well, you don't have to be. I've got it for us. Okay. I know. Okay. I listen to the BBC so I can have the news stories they don't report on here, and I watch football so I can tell you about it. There's no reason for both of us to watch the same things.
No, Todd watches it.
Yeah, but I mean, unfortunately and happily, the Browns are out of it. So, yeah.
I feel like they always are.
They always are. But you know what? This year, like, I do like to look at a handsome man in spandex throwing a ball, but it's not all that I'm in it for. But this year, I saw a lot of the Bengals play. And the Bengals are from Cincinnati, for those of you listening that don't know. And they have a fiery redhead quarterback. And, like, I just don't find him that attractive. I do like, you know, a little red hair in my sandwich sometimes. But, you know, this guy, he just doesn't do it for me. But every weekend that I would watch football, I felt like I was seeing their game. So I was really happy they were out of it, too. But I watched the Patriots go to victory, and you know, I watched the Green Bay Packers beat the Dallas Cowboys in a last-minute, like, very crazy turn of events at home in Dallas. It was really revving me up for our own Nationals and the skating and all that. And then, you know, I went to watch the Steelers game with my father. And being from Pennsylvania, you kind of have an allegiance to Pennsylvania teams. And I think that's pretty common for most people, that they root for where they live from, like Todd Kapp rooting for the Browns.
Right.
But my father literally couldn't sit down for the last quarter of the game because the Steelers ended up winning all on field goals, my future position in the NFL, the kicker. So they won just by this guy just continuously kicking the ball, and they were so annoying. My father, I thought, was for sure going to have a heart attack. And he was like, Johnny, like, I would watch you compete at the Olympics like 50 times before I could handle another game like that. And I was just kind of really offended. I was your sperm. And yeah, so that's how my evening went. But
my
football
days go very differently. I'm usually on the couch, like, doing other stuff.
Looking at your phone.
Wedding planning, whatever it is. And then sometimes Todd will try to explain, like, really seriously what's happening and why this is, like, important. And then, like, I'm like, uh-huh. But he must know my uh-huh. And then this weekend, it was so funny. I just heard him, like, mutter under his voice. He's like, you don't care.
He finally got it. Good for you, Todd Kapp. No one gives. No one gives at all.
Speaking of Todd Kapp, did you get our save the date?
Okay. It was the cutest thing. Everyone, it was like this beautiful, like, expensive paper stock, which mommy loves it. Mommy loves a good stationery. And
we thought of a really witty idea, didn't we?
You did. I mean, it was
explain
like...
Explain it.
Okay, so it's this... It's this beautiful card, and then it, like, lists achievements of the bride and grooms-to-be. And, like obviously, to say
born,
that Tara was born
Todd's
under,
entrance, and then you
under
put...
a swan's wing and the East Bank and the Star of Bethlehem rose.
But
and,
what was cool is we put pictures. So we have pictures that, like, are – it was all the important dates of our life. So the day we were born and then
– when you won the Olympics and all. Like, it was really it was really sweet and, like, a very nice timeline because, you know – all the people that will be saving the date may or may not know you or Todd. So,
right, exactly.
No, like, they have to know times and dates, which I love. It's very efficient.
Yeah, so it just sort of went through and, like,
but
Todd
the pictures were the cutest part.
Day, on this day, and then blah, blah, blah. But this is the most important date, and obviously it's the date of our wedding. But anyway.
The pictures were the cutest. I mean, Todd's little, like, high school. I forget if it's high school or middle school, but just when he looks
high
real
school,
dorky.
Yeah.
It made me laugh, and I really liked it. But no, Tara wrote this beautiful message about the wedding parties and, like, there's beautiful
yeah, so we have, like,
the bios,
essentially. We have a website and then,
it's
know,
a private website, though, with, so sorry, guys. But
with all this, the bridal
the stars party. Of the night.
Right, which Johnny is one of those many stars.
The queen of Tara's wedding.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But no, it was just, honey, it was, I didn't get to tell you yet, but it was a beautiful, heartfelt biography Aww. About us and our history, and I just felt very special. And I think that's what weddings are really for, is to make everyone around you feel special.
Agreed.
But no, it's just, I can't wait. Like, it really did effectively boost my morale and make me very excited for the wedding and to see what actually comes of the day and all of these flowers. You had a flower offer, by the way, on Fan Corner Twitter.
I know. I saw that.
BT-dubs.
I know.
Yeah. So, you know, beautiful, beautiful wedding, save the date thing. And I love that I get to go through this wedding with you because I didn't have a proper wedding.
Right.
Mine was like bottom shelf paper bag. And yours is like the real thing. So I'm excited that, you know, even in a satellite capacity, I get to really enjoy all the parts, like getting the cards and the bridal party gifts. And I don't even know what things are called properly.
Because I just don't forget, you know, to bring your mug.
I'm a boy at the end of the day.
Because Laura
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Chelsea are going to be there. Oh, I mean, tons of accents. You were just doing your British accent. But we get Laura's accent and we get Chelsea's accent. So that will be a lot of fun.
I mean, I'll be doing my Japanese geisha by the end of it.
When was the last time you were in Kansas City?
The last time I was in Kansas City was probably about 10 years ago. I performed there on tour, and I really liked it. They had this, they had a store called, I base most of the cities of the world by what stores I visited while I was there. That's just me. But I saw the Devil Wears Prada when it came out there. And they had a store, like a department store called Halls, I remember. And I think it was like the Hallmark family that owned it. But they had like Prada bags, and I was really excited about it.
I love Kansas City. I mean, I've been there many times. I remember one of my first times was on tour, and I have this vivid memory because I was able to drive a rental car, maybe illegally because I probably was only 15 or 12. 16, but somehow they let me drive it. And I felt so cool because, you know, you get your days off pretty much on tour and then you leave for the arena around 3 or 4. So I just have this vivid memory. I feel like I don't have a lot of memories. I look back and I'm like, wait, what happened in my life? Have no remembrance. But I do have this one memory in Kansas City of me driving my rental car, feeling so cool and going into, remember, I don't even remember the name of the store, but you remember the stores where you could go in and listen to music? Because I was trying to pick out new music for the next year, and you used to put on the headphones.
Oh, like at the bookstore.
Yeah, but it was like a music store, and you could like...
Like Sam Goody?
Like, yeah, and you could like pick a song, and then you put on your headphones and like listen.
Listen to it.
And I remember sitting in the car, and I was like, oh, I'm going to wait this song out because it's my favorite song. You know, obviously, Bop by Hanson. And I remember just sitting in the car in front of that store, like, listening to Bop, like, 6 times in a row. And then, like, okay, I'm going to go in and listen. Anyway, that's my Kansas City.
Anyway, Kansas
memory.
City. But, you know, I know you can eat well there. I remember eating well there. I remember, you know, it's nice. I mean, I haven't really traveled the Middle West as much as I would hope to. You know, I've seen a lot of those places, but it's usually in and out. Like, I've spent, I'd say, the most time in the middle of the country in Chicago. And I love Chicago. It's an awesome place. Hey, Chicago. But Kansas City, it was pretty cool last time. And I remember that there were just a very nice, kind, slower way of life. And I tried to remember that as I was pre-calling, because I like to warn the hotels, especially when we go to places like Kansas City, that Tara and I are coming and that we're extremely difficult.
We want adjoining rooms.
We need.
Like, I will not accept another room. We will sleep in the lobby next to each other, but we need adjoining rooms.
We need, like, there's no way around it. We'll sleep in cots in the maids' quarters. They have to be adjoining. So I like to pre-call all these hotels where we stay and just tell them we're going to be exceedingly difficult just so that they're pre-warned. I spoke to 3 people asking about a wardrobe garment rack. I got from all 3 because we each need our own rack because lots of clothes and it's part of our mystique. Hangers, they said, wouldn't be a problem, but she was like, well, I don't know if you'll have a place to hang them, but we'll get you lots of hangers. Ma'am, I said, again, my name is Johnny. My name is Johnny, and I require a garment rack.
The best is in Rio. When I got there before you, and I'd asked for hangers, and it was like it was a ridiculously funny process. But they'd bring up like 10 at a time, And I call back down and be like, I need a lot.
And then they bring you 10 more.
10 more. And it just kept going. And then finally, they just brought up like 70. And I was like, well, now I don't know what to do with all these.
Well, thankfully, we had them. We did it. We ended up needing all of them.
We did.
But, you know, these little trips are so fun. I mean, looking ahead to Nationals, we should tell people a little bit about our process and like how we, like what it means for us to go to Nationals, for example, and how we work and what we prepare to do. So Tara and I are effectively television personalities, but also in a small way, we're journalists. Now, we have a full team of researchers that help us, like if we need a last minute statistic or like a number that we don't know off the top of our head. We can't remember like the personal best scores of 35 competitors that we may or may not have ever seen in our lives before. So we have researchers that help us with that. But as far as getting like word on the street, we rely a lot on our relationships with the skaters, their coaches, different choreographers and fans and mothers and stuff that, you know these people so that we can get the sort of Page Six inside scoop on what's going on.
Right.
And I thought it was funny. I was thinking about it when I was trying to come up with things that might be interesting for people to listen to. This has been a terrible podcast, everyone. We apologize. But one thing that I thought was funny is how we send you into battle every time. Like, you're the honeypot to trap all these male coaches into telling you stories.
I know. I get that job.
I think it's more effective to send you in because no one really likes me that much. Or they're scared of me because I show up wearing a black Big Bird costume. And you're just so sweet.
I just wonder, too, like, the way I go about it is always, like, they're probably like, I am so on to you. What do you want me to tell you? Because yeah. I just don't give up. Like, I'll be like, so, like, I like trying to get an answer of exactly what was said. And they give, and I'm like, yes, I totally understand that. But I'm just wondering. And then they, like, and I was like, totally get that. You're so right. But you know what I'm really looking for is exactly, and finally, they just are like, oh, my God.
Like, just leave us alone. Yeah, like, I try and talk to the people that I know. Like, I know Yevgenia Medvedeva. She's the world champion. I can reach out to her and ask her a question. Like, this year, at the beginning of the season, I asked her, like, hey, what are your programs about? What do they mean to you? Just so that I can have that little story to tell when I'm on air. But as far as actually going to strangers that I don't know that well, that's where I like to throw you into the bear pit.
It's okay.
Because you're
it.
A lot more personable than I am.
I can do it.
I just don't know. I didn't have a normal childhood, nor did you, but you're just better at hiding that fact than I am.
Well, on that note, I think
that's
we
all
had...
I feel like talking about.
Well, yeah, I think we had an awesome podcast. I think we need to go pack.
Yeah, we need to go pack.
Because I'm really behind. And I cannot wait to see you tomorrow.
I can't wait to see you.
Is there
either,
a cheesecake honey? Factory around there?
I know there's the Legoland Adventure.
Oh, that's
which
what
I'd
we'll
assume,
be doing.
I'd assume that means that there probably is, like within a 5-mile radius, a cheesecake factory or something like a cheesecake factory.
Wait, Johnny, ooh, you know
wait,
what I heard?
I forgot,
there's
I forgot
ice
something
rink.
Too.
I heard there's an ice rink next door or something, or is that like where the competition's being held? Because I was going to say, let's bring our ice skates.
I don't know where you read that, and I don't have space for my ice skates in the luggage.
Are you sure we could be, like, flitting around together? People would love to see that.
Do you want mommy to try and train while we're at work?
Okay, maybe.
Because
not.
That's what it'll turn I mean, into. I don't. Mommy doesn't skate for pleasure. Mommy skates for money.
That hurts my feelings, because mommy should skate for money, and mommy should skate with her daughter.
No, everyone, I do skate for pleasure. I do love it, or I wouldn't be able to do it. So don't. Get your panties in a wad. I have something to promote real quick before we go, too. I forgot because I was going to do it in the middle of the podcast, but we got stuck talking about nothing. But I will be spinning around the rink in Bryant Park for the last time of the winter season as the Queen of Bryant Park on Friday, January 27th at 6 p.m. Tara's not coming, but I hope you guys do.
I know. I wish I could be there. The Queen of Bryant Park.
The Queen of Bryant Park. And this is the last one. I'm going to skate to Beyonce.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll wear a Teletubby costume.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go back.
Let's go back. Right, I love you, Johnny. See you tomorrow.
I love you, honey. See you all tomorrow. Right. And everyone,
bye,
thank you to all billions. Stop saying bye. I have to thank all billions of them.
Oh, yeah, that's our thing.
Okay, everyone, we really have to go, and we want to thank all 862 billion listeners that we have. We're looking forward to at least 60 billion more for next week, so tell all your friends.
Big jump.
A big jump, but make sure you subscribe and tell all your people to subscribe, too, because if you don't subscribe, we'll just stop doing this, and we won't get hired to do it anymore, so you have to subscribe.
And the podcast dies.
And, you know, I think that's enough from us for this week, so yeah, until next time. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we're done. Okay.
Yeah, thanks,
guys. We love you guys.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
So, Coach, I was thinking about the music for our routine.
Really? We're going to skate to one song only. Lady Hump by the Black Eyed Peas.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.